From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Kabul. She's there, along with dozens of foreign ministers, for an international donors conference. Diplomats are already calling the meeting a symbolic success because it's not being held in London or Tokyo. But many Afghan civilians are less impressed and remain deeply disappointed after 9 donor conferences in 9 years. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Kabul.
Since 2002, international donor conferences have pledged over $40 billion in reconstruction aid to Afghanistan, though perhaps only $35 billion has been delivered. For the donors' conference tomorrow, the road from the airport to the venue is freshly painted with red and white stripes and decked out with smart new Afghan flags. But the rest of Kabul's roads aren't getting the same treatment. The dust-choked dirt roads of the capital are often the first thing Afghans mention in their list of questions about where the billions of dollars in donor money has gone. Another of the city's traffic arteries, the road past Baghbala, is just now getting paved. Mohammed Yama, a shopkeeper next to the dusty construction site, wonders why it took 6 years for the work to even start, and now more than 2 years to lay a mile or two of asphalt.
Our president is corruption.
Corruption is why the Afghan government has been so slow, he says. Yama doesn't trust the international donors either, and on that point he actually agrees with the government. He'd like to see more of the reconstruction money going into the hands of Afghans instead of international contractors. That is the goal of Afghan Finance Minister Omar Zakhilwal for the conference.
If I'm asked the question to choose between doubling the pledges but continuing with the existing mechanism of delivery versus keeping the pledges at where they are, but then agreeing to the government's proposal to align its resources with its priorities, I'll pick the latter, and I believe the impact of the latter would be greater.
Only 20% of the money coming in goes through the Afghan government, perhaps a sign of the international community's lack of faith in the Karzai administration. But Zakhilwal argues that the foreign governments and charities administering the aid have been equally wasteful. He wants to see 80% of international aid come through the Afghan government's development plan. This is a message that dovetails perfectly with a growing push from the West to draw down here. And U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry, says the current Afghan cabinet is up to the task.
But for the first time, we've got a clear strategy. We've got the resources aligned against it. I think we've got a good group of partners here who can grip this. They know what the stakes are. We know what the stakes are. We're going to lean into this and try to make progress over the next year.
But this conference may be more symbolic than substantive. Dozens of international delegations will produce a joint communique, but Afghans are fairly skeptical about what else.
Many foreign delegates will come, including some foreign ministers, the UN Secretary General, others. They will have nice speeches.
Afghan Member of Parliament Fawzia Kufi says the current government is still so rife with corruption that it doesn't matter what the donors do.
The problem in Afghanistan is not lack of funding, but the problem is with the capacity, with the trust in terms of delivering and outcomes. I'm not very hopeful.
She says the Afghan government needs to be changed completely. But some observers say that in coming to the Kabul conference, the foreign ministers from around the world seem to be accepting that the Afghan government isn't going to change. Western diplomats and Afghan ministers promise there will be stringent accountability measures taken with this new plan to realign aid to Afghanistan. But still, the bar has been set fairly low for the Kabul conference. When asked what would qualify the conference as a success, the United Nations top representative in Afghanistan answered that it would be a success simply to hold the conference in Kabul. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.